wonderful music there by Paolo Tosti. It's called L'Alba Separa da Luce L'Ombre, and it was performed by Freddy De Tomaso. He was the tenor, and the London Philharmonic Orchestra conducted by Renato Balsa. And we started off with Caruso by Lucio Dalla, and that was performed by Melanie Hofmeyer-Berger and friends. A beautiful flute piece there. It's 8:45 and time for Fine Gardening as we greet Morne Faulhammer. Good morning, Morne.
A very good morning, and I'm absolutely convinced pronouncing Italian opera is more difficult than pronouncing botanical names. This morning we're going to be chatting about plant nutrition and what we should and shouldn't be doing in the garden at this time of the year. It's always a question that comes up and says, you know, what should I be feeding my plants, my lawn, my indoor pot plants at this time of the year? And the irony is that we should never have stopped. I always keep on repeating myself and stressing the fact that when it comes to plant nutrition, small amounts of food on a regular basis is really the way to go. But obviously we do know that when it comes to the uptake of nutrition by plants and the different elements, it is affected by temperature. So the ambient soil temperature, as it drops, even though there are nutrients in the soil, the uptake by the plant is reduced. And that's why we generally, with all things being equal and water being available, we get such rapid growth during the summer months and the warmer months on plants. It has to do with the soil temperature. And that's why we also know going into spring, there's always a lag behind between your air temperature and your soil temperature. It takes about 3 to 4 weeks for your soil temperature to actually catch up on the ambient air temperature. So that's something important to remember. But we should be looking at plant nutrition from the point, a little bit of gardening 101. You must remember that plants need macro elements, they need micro elements, they need minerals, quite a broad range of different goodies to keep them looking and feeling great. So let's quickly start off with the macro elements. And there we're talking about nitrogen, we're talking about phosphate, and we're talking about potassium. And it's important to remember what those different elements do for the plant itself. We must remember that nitrogen is very important for plant foliage growth. So, for instance, if we're trying to perk up the lawn, which isn't looking so good at this time of the year, we're looking for a high nitrogen-based fertilizer, because remember, it's all about the foliage. Then we're looking at your phosphate. Your phosphate is for root development. Normally not required in large quantities for general planting, unless, for instance, you're farming carrots or potatoes, where it's very important, because that's about root development, good, strong, healthy. And then, of course, the last one is potassium, and potassium is very important for bud, flower, and fruit formation. We always talk about a high potassium content fertilizer when we talk about lemon trees, for instance. Always comes up if you want lots of lemons, or it doesn't matter which fruit on a fruit body tree and flowers, high potassium is very important. And then we mustn't forget about all the micro elements. And there we're talking about boron, we're talking about iron, we're talking about manganese, all these elements which plants need in small, very small quantities, but they do require it. Even minerals like silica is so important for cell development in plants. You will often see it in an indoor pot plant grown in a very shaded spot, or even outside in the garden, where the plant stretches because it's looking at the sun, but the stem is always floppy and it keeps on falling over. And that's primarily because of a lack of silica in the pot plant itself, and it leads to weak cell development and you get this floppy plant. And for those micro elements, it's very important to use a trace element mix. There are not many products on the market which you can go out and get for this. One that I would like to mention, it's called Trail Mix. It's probably the best available in South Africa, and that gives you all the trace elements that you can need. You apply it once, twice, three times a year in very small quantities, and it'll give your plant just about everything that it requires. And it can be done either as a foliar spray, or alternatively it can be done as a drench in the soil. Remember, when choosing a fertilizer, you have two options when it comes to plant nutrition. You have organic and you have synthetic, what we call chemical fertilizer. They both have their benefits. Have a look at the concentrations. Remember that organic fertilizer is so much better because it helps with the soil, improving the soil structure, and also encourage microbial activity, which is so important, because even without microbial activity in your soil, your chemical fertilizers will not be able to be changed into a form which the plant can actually absorb it and use it. So the real big tip for the day is never stick to one particular fertilizer, especially when it comes to indoor plants. Alternate it with two or maybe even three different brands, because there is no one product can give your plant everything that it needs. When you look at your kelp-based products, remember that they are fantastic. They contain a thing called auxins, which are fantastic for root development, but them in their own cannot, or by their own, cannot give the plant everything. So you need to alternate it with something else, say for instance with a high nitrogen fertilizer if you've got foliage indoor plants. So there you have it. The big tip for gardening today is, when it comes to plant nutrition, small amounts on a regular basis all throughout the year. Never stop feeding your plants, because that's the way that they will give you the best that they can.
Thank you very much, Mornay. That was very informative. I was sitting here just wondering, someone asked me about fertilizing citrus trees, and I think you mentioned it right there in the end of your what you were saying about lemon trees, in the type of feeding you have to give your lemon trees, especially now during winter.
Absolutely, because this is when you're getting bud formation taking place, and this is so you're looking for a high potassium based fertilizer. Normally we would recommend one which has a formulation of 3-1-5, and I think next week what I will do is I will expand on how those formulations and what the numbers mean when it comes to fertilizing.
Thank you very much, Mornay Faulhammer.
FMR.